भगवान् स्वेन प्रागेण आभास्य एड्रेसिंग
प्रिय मानव
बीइंग सेटिस्फाइड
ईगो
अनर्थ होस्टिंग दिस विदुर ट्रांसमिशन एंड परफेक्ट बाय डिवाइन एजेंसी पर्टिकुलर ट्रांसमिशन मैत्री कंटिन्यू माई डियर सिटीजन्स विदुर Lord Vishnu is actually the enjoyer of the results of all sacrifices. Yet because of his being the super soul of all living entities, he was satisfied simply with his share of sacrifices offered. He therefore addressed Daksha in a pleasing attitude. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 29 verse, it is saying, Lord Vishnu or Krishna is the supreme enjoyer of all the results of sacrifices, austerities and penances. In whatever one may engage, the ultimate goal is Vishnu. If a person does not know that, then he is misled. As the supreme personality of Godhead, Vishnu has nothing to demand from anyone. He is self-satisfied, self-sufficient, but he accepts the offering of yajna because of his friendly attitude towards all living entities. When his share of sacrificial business was offered to him, he appeared very pleased. It is said in Bhagavad Gita 9, chapter 26 verse, Patram Pushpam Phalam Tulayam Yone Bhaktya Prayachati. If any devotee offers him even a small leaf or a flower or water, if it is offered with love and devotion, affection, the Lord accepts it and is pleased. Although he is self-sufficient and does not need anything from anyone, he accepts such offering because, as so, he has such a friendly attitude towards all living entities. Another point here is that he does not encroach upon another's share. In the yajna, that is share for the demigods, Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, and a share for Lord Vishnu. He is satisfied with his own share and does not encroach upon others. Indirectly, he indicated that he was not satisfied with Daksha's trying to deny Lord Shiva's share here. Maitreya addresses Vidur as sinless because Vidur was a pure Vaishnava and never committed any offense to any demigod. All the Vaishnavas except Lord Vishnu as the Supreme, they are not prone to offend demigods. They give the demigods proper respect. Vaishnavas accept Lord Shiva as the best Vaishnava. For Vaishnava, there is no possibility of offending any demigod. And the demigods are also pleased with the Vaishnava because they are faultless devotees of Lord Vishnu. Om Jnana Vidhirandasya Jnananjana Sharataya Chakshu Nilikandena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishnam Sthapitam Jnana Kale Swayam Rupa Kadamakyam Dadati Swapadantinam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Sitarapadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavasya Shri Rupam Sajjatam Sajjanarasnatam Tamtam Sajivam Sajvaitam Sajutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sajjanarasnatam Shri Shatam हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते रक्त कांचन लोकंदी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी ब्रह्मा विष्णु हरिये वंशाचौदस्य कृपा सिंधुस्य च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत शिवानंद हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्ण Yet because of his being the subsoul of all living entities, he was satisfied simply with his share of the sacrifice and offerings. He therefore addressed Daksha in a pleasing attitude. So, Srila Prabhupada is putting the first referring to Bhagavad Gita, where Lord Sri Krishna is claiming himself to be the supreme enjoyer of all the results of all activities. Therefore, the process of yajna, fire sacrifice, charity, and austerities are performed to performed by the living entities to come to at least the mode of goodness where Krishna or Vishnu is accepting the incarnation of the mode of goodness as Vishnu in the trilogy of Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. And with the attitude of goodness, he wants to preserve, maintain the cosmic manifestation and all the processes which are arranged for giving the chance for the benefit to the living entities to progress towards his surrender. Lord Vishnu is playing a very unique role as if he is a mediator. How the mediation is to be done between the two parties, one was Daksha's party and another was Lord Shiva's party, there was a heavy duty quarrel. One is insulting the other without knowing the spiritual position. So this fighting was going on in the material world out of material conception. If there is spiritual conception, then there won't be any fighting. People fight and then make forgiveness to become Vaishnavas. Many a time has been seen on the scenario of the temple politics like that, that they fight, but then they make forgiveness. After very briefly, we were just acting like foolish human beings, but for about 15 years. I don't know, anybody has a pure purpose of serving directly without entering into such quality, serving Srila Prabhupada through that. The idea is that here even Daksha Prajapati, who was considered to be one of the demigods, he was cited by so many other demigods and the Brahmanas who were so ritualistic and performance of the sacrifice, but it is all generated out of bodily conception. Daksha forgot by not offering the share, why the share is necessary. He forgot to offer the share out of his animosity with Lord Shiva. And he denied him. It's not only he forgot, but he deliberately did it. So there was a deliberate politics. And there was a deliberate taking sides of such a personal interaction. Otherwise, all the purposes of the yajna, dana, and tapa, the Brahmins came to receive the charity by performing the yajna. And they were all participants in so-called intrigue. Intrigue means politics. Intrigue means fire. Intrigue means a heavy duty of state in execution of pure devotional service. So Vidur is addressed as Anagha. He is faultless. He is very, very gentle and well-wishing friend of both the Kauravas and Pandavas. it is never said that he sided with the Pandavas, even though he acted as a well-wisher. That the word is a well-wisher. It is not a politician. A well-wisher. The idea is conveyed here that to cope with Durmanandha singleness, in the description of the quarrel between Daksha and Lord Shiva, where Daksha aired heavy duty, and you can see the reactions. They were also induced by the husband of mine. It is not that a mere share, but while the share of the fire sacrifice is also very that has been given as an example by Lord Vishnu, except his share only, and many not envious. And he put in his course. After all, to understand the meaning of the affiliation is the substantiality of Lord Vishnu himself. If we read in this chapter, when the Brahmanas are telling, worshipping and giving the prayers, they are very wise. The Brahmanas say, that was in verse number 45, dear Lord, you are sacrifice for Sanitra. You are the offering of glorified butter. You are the fire. You are chanting of the very things by which the sacrifice is conducted. You are the fuel and you are the flame. You are the pushagra and you are the sacrifice for. You are the priest who performed the yajna. You are the demigod headed by Indra who are taking the share and you are the sacrifice. Anyone. Everything that is sacrificed is you and your energy. That was also the realization of Lord Brahma in the beginning when the Virata form. Now before the creation, he became the Visarga. In the same story in the previous chapter, it is correct that in the Virata Rupa, Brahma didn't have anything of his own to offer as a homage. Second one, the Lord himself is showing me how the sum totality of the material energy is becoming embodied into the form of the Virata Rupa. And all the demigods, even though they did not have an embodiment yet, they were not given by Brahma because he did not start even the creation for their specific body structures. Brahma created 8.4 million species of life in order to satisfy each and every human entity's desire that can come in this kingdom. So the demigods are also there as living entities, but yet demigods have function to exhibit the sum totality of the material energy. So in the form of the Virata Rupa, when the nostril of the Virata Rupa is formed, Ashwini Kumars took charge of that order. When Agni mount is formed, Agni took charge. Why that? Because it is the functionality of all the material cosmic manifestation, which is nothing but some total of Lord Krishna's energy. By so, the meaning is conveyed, even Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself tells, Brahma, Brahmanandam, 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 Samadhi, Brahma, Brahm, Yavi, Brahmanandam, Brahmanandam. Everything is Brahma, everything is manifested, energy. And he is the person who is supposed to receive all the benefits, all the resultant reactions of that. So, even though Lord Vishnu is transcendental in nature, yet it is his energies that are manifesting. So, the intention is who aired with him in Guru Vrindavan, they may be re-educated by such transformation. But you can imagine, as in bodily conception, what happens. In bodily conception, we think that the Lord is also having a bodily conception. Just like in the prayer of the direction. See, the governors of various planets spoke as follows. Dear Lord, we believe only in our direct perception. We believe in our direct perception. But under the circumstances, we do not know whether we have actually seen you with our material senses. By our material senses, we can simply perceive the cosmic manifestation. But you are beyond the five limits. You are the sixth. We see you, therefore, as a creation of this material. So the idea is that we are in bodily conception of life and we have to see through the mechanism of this fire sacrifice why it is the totality of the embodiment of Lord Vishnu. We have to see that through these different prayers which are very appropriate way of describing the inconceivable potency of the Lord that simultaneously, he is transcendental, yet he comes to accept the share of the fire sacrifice because that energy is also not different from him. And it is a manifestation. Therefore, for preservation purposes, he takes a chance. So any good-hearted soul preserves his sanity in the material world must become austere, must perform sacrifice to provision. Because the Lord will come and accept his share if we perform everything at least by remaining in the mode of goodness. Mode of goodness is very conducive towards devotional service. That is also Brahma's wording. Brahma says in Brahma Samhita that Maya yasya jagadanta sadana sukte raigunyata vishaya vedantayamana sattvavaram neeparasattvam vishuddha sattvam yogindavani purushottam bhaktaya. Maya is conducting all her affairs under the three modes of material nature, whether in this planet, this universe, or other planets of the other universes. That is the universal principle. That three modes of material nature are the only forces to make everything work under that spirit. So, a devotee, a progressive person, remaining in mode of goodness, try to understand this mechanism which has been constructed through the agency of sacrifice to please Vishnu, to understand that everything is Vishnu. Sarvamidam kalvam brahma, vasudevam sarvamiti. All this conclusion comes by the performance of the sacrifice. So, Brahma also realizes that he is nothing but marginal energy of the Lord. Therefore, the Lord is appearing as Brahma. Brahma says, my dear Lord, you are appearing as me. But the ignorance of the material nature, somehow overcasting the police shows, the souls are completely bewildered in egoistic propensities. These egoistic propensities are exhibited in different aspects of our behavior. Even though we are supposed to be Vaishya, we are dragged by the war of ignorance to play politics. That is evil. Oh, because I have this position, you can't change. Oh, no. Of course, everyone has to go under the jurisdiction of the mechanism. Mechanism of Mariyada Vyatikram, that is an offense. So, if a devotee of a good heart and moral goodness is any, then he will try to limit himself within his own jurisdiction. And he will avoid confrontation. He will avoid confrontation. An introspective devotee develops this vision through understanding the purpose of sacrifice. Everybody is sacrificing more or less. That's why they are becoming devotees. But at the same time, if we are dragged into false ego, which is governing our activities, even in Krishna consciousness, that it becomes a conflict of interest. Becomes conflict of interest. So here, Lord Vishnu is said to be very, very benevolent. Suri Dham Sarva Purgana Yatvam Shanti Mukshati. This is the third aspect. Krishna claims Bhakta Yatva Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwara Suri Dham Sarva Purgana Yatvam Shanti Mukshati. Shanti is the product of our goodness. But this tranquility or harmony does not arise if one is not austere, if one is not understanding the supremacy of the Lord and ready to offer him all results of his work. Because he remains as ultimate well-wisher of everyone, as Paramatma. So he must receive all our offerings. Yet Garoshi, but Purusha Madharapana, he is asking. Do you think he is asking out of some false authority? He is not asking that. Because he is factual. Rupert, factual, and he is active on the well-wishing aspect of all the living entities, even though they have separated from in outer entities. He is not exhibiting any such partial behavior. So we see that Lord Vishnu is accepting his share and he becomes pleased by that offering. But it indicated that everybody is if not equally, but if everyone like the dead dogs, then must be respected. Means, in other words, even in pleasing way, by the behavior, Lord Vishnu is teaching Daksha that don't offend me. Don't offend anyone. This is the purpose. He accepted his share, showing that Lord Shiva was equally rightful to accept this share. Why did he leave? So this is the wonderful behavior of the Supreme Snuggle Godhead. Is he? He is also one of them, one of the trilogy. Trilogy, whatever they say. Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahesh. We are all guna avatars, but avatars are nothing but expansions of Lord Vishnu, Krishna. They are called swamis. We are not swamis. We are vibhinna avatars. We are not avatars. So a human being cannot call himself an avatar. Avatar is not a humanness of a new species of life. What they try to depict in that new movie, Avatar, where they have human features with long tail like monkeys, they can jump anywhere and they can fly, they can capture dinosaurs and this is weird. When somebody is born, it's not an avatar, just like that. There must be tangible proof, there must be proper understanding. So the idea is that Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh, they are all coming from the same source, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is himself manifest into this forms. Even though Brahma is the first Jiva, Brahma's realization is correct that because he is marginal energy, Tatastha Shakti, therefore, whose Tatastha Shakti is there? He understands Krishna's nature. So Krishna is manifesting himself as Brahma. So when a fully surrendered soul, Brahma realizes on his own volition, on his own austerity and fire sacrifice that he is performing, he accepts that, my dear Lord, I don't have a separate existence besides you. Actually, I am also part and parcel of you. But it is you as a whole from whom a part and parcel. So therefore, you are the part and parcel yourself. Why should I claim my existence as a separate existence besides you? You are ever existing. That is the absolute truth. So in this way, a devotee can become fully surrendered in the desire of the Lord. It becomes such a harmony, tranquility, knowing these three things can be guaranteed. Prabhupada's peaceful manner, Bhaktaram Yatatam Sarvalokaneshwaram and Suridam Sarvalokanam. This is the peaceful way. But one has to contemplate with the phases of this understanding, the realizations of all these demigods and rishis. Even though they were punished, they were brought to this realization. some punishment is necessary for wayward, does not forget it. So take the punishment as the poet says. Lord Shiva gave punishment. His companion knocked down the teeth of Guru. Mother's mistake was taken away. Isn't it? So many different ways different punishment. But this punishment apparently, has something to do with bringing back the consciousness as a surrendered soul to the cause of all causes. Daksha was not before any cause. They forgot out of policy. They sided with him and did politics against Lord Shiva. So anyway, the transcendental position achieved through the performance of the sacrifice in those particular times are equivalently and easily achieved through Sankirtan Japya, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, this is this Sankirtan Japya. The holy name of the Lord is non different than the Lord. So, such identical situation is existing. So, therefore, serving the holy name is directly service to the service to Supreme Personality of God. It is not different. And we can easily realize by participating in any service of Sankirtan Japya established by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because it is no different than Krishna Lila. This is transcendental activity, and person gets purified because the potency of transcendental energy is superseding the energies of material nature. That's called Parasvasmati Bhavanyo Vekhatyavasana. It's an eternal existence of the transcendence that the soul belongs to, and he must go there. Without that, there will not be peace or prosperity. Even in this life, what is to be gone? So, the idea is that performance of sacrifice in the holy name of Mahamantra must be encouraged throughout the world without any guide. So, Srila Prabhupada is also indicating a very important factor. If Lord Vishnu is very respectful to the shares of the demigods like Lord Shiva and Brahma, Indra, etc., we should not be envious as Vaishnava. Sometimes devotees unnecessarily criticize demigods. They are not supposed to criticize the demigods. They are supposed to criticize the results obtained by the people who are impelled by the lusty desire, they go after the demigods. So, these people's activity is short-sighted. Therefore, also here, Krishna himself tells people, not the demigods. It's not that the demigods are there, or they have no rightful position or the share in the service of this sacrifice that they are doing. They are rightful recipients. But system of serving because devotees sometimes criticize unnecessarily. The demigods, that is also Maya. A false ego can be created by a false perception of devotional service. But we have to be very careful. A devotee is very careful not to offend anybody. Not even an ant. Prabhupada said a devotee is not interested to kill even an ant. To kill means to offend in the first place. To deny the right of existence is killing. So, devotees are not interested even to kill the whole tree just for the sake of fruit or leaves. It is not necessary. They have to minimize everything because plants are so benevolent. They exhibit the quality of forbearance, quality of benevolence. It says that Parokkaraya Palakti Vruksha. They give fruits for the purpose of Parokkara. Parokkara means to become benevolent to others. Make him not be austere for himself. So if a tree is well respected by Lord Krishna in 10th chapter after killing the Balarama, he was lying in the lap of Balarama and looking up in the shade of the tree and glorifying the trees. And says the human being can easily, you know, learn from this experience by this example of the tree. He says, Etamvam Janma Sapadyam Indranam Iha Dehinam Iha Dehesh. Those who are embodied, Dehinam Iha Dehesh within their body. Pranam Kartri Diyavacha Achanam Dehinam Sada. They must serve the Supreme Lord for such benevolence by offering their life, offering their heart early. Offering their intelligence and words of glorification.
They can do.
So the idea is that such benevolence, forbearance is shown by the Supreme Lord Himself without any confusion. Sometimes the Maharajis tell us, oh, look at that. They are all equal. Brahma, Vishnu and Maya, they are all equal. Look here. Vishnu is glorifying the position of Lord Shiva. Or Lord Ramchandra was worshipping Shiva Linga with Rameshwara. Wow, it means Lord Shiva is greater than Lord Ram. He was only a mere human being. But they don't understand. This aspect of offering, without, even though Lord Krishna is the enjoyer of all sacrifices, because everything is conducted through His energies. As human beings, we also borrow His energy. All the work, whatever we do, is by the borrowed energy. And the results are His. But we don't give. We remain in debt all the life. Not only this life, all the previous lives. So by sacrificing ourselves in Krishna consciousness for the benevolence of everyone, reaching out everyone, to use this chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, is the greatest activity of sacrifice. And such things will make us perfectly devoted. if anyone has a desire to gain his own share without even given a proper consideration that whether he is eligible for it, people like thieves take away from themselves. So such cheating propensities and other things will not allow us to develop into pure devotees. Our idea in Krishna consciousness that the life of a devotee is the life of sacrifice. Not for position, profit or adoration. Somehow or other, we must maintain this consciousness and everything will be fine. So, anybody has any questions or comments? Yes, can you pass the mic?